ID. N4ZLK. Okay, KC4SKD. I'm in the drive-thru somewhere, so I could have to sign off here in a couple of minutes. But yeah, hope you're doing okay. Sure is great weather out here.
Well, it has been beautiful today. And I'm headed home, so that makes it better. A little tired tonight for some reason. It hit me all of a sudden.
Just woke up at 4:30 this morning and was way before time for me to get up, so I'm dragging too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
See, if you don't have to get up that early. I didn't get up that early. I slept, it was about 5:30, I guess, but it took a while to fall asleep last night.
For me, and anyway, I just had a couple of errands to run. I just figured I'd put my call out and see if anybody was listening. And hope you're doing okay and make it home before too long.
Maybe 15, 20 more minutes. But you be careful out there, and hello to Miss Rhonda. I hope she's doing all right.
And we got home, and the neighbor's kids were out in the yard, so we gave them a something. We gave them a pen and pad so they could write with. Their mother said, "Oh, that'd be wonderful. That you know, that they will thank us for that."
Nice to have kids around sometimes. Neighbor kids, as long as they're well behaved.
Yeah, and some of the neighbors' kids, we bought walkie talkies for Christmas one year. Man, that was the best thing in the world to get them. They thought that was just incredible.
That, when I was a kid, I don't know if I ever got a pair or a set of walkie-talkies, but either friends or brothers or something got them, and I got to play with them, and I thought that was just the best thing in the world as well.
Big CB here in the late 60s and early 70s, and he had some Sears walkie-talkies. We'd get them out and see how far we could walk up the road and them still work.
It was back when those things were huge, too.
Metal cases, and they had a little old a meter that went sideways and showed you how much battery you had left.
My parents bought a station wagon in 1978. I think it was a 79 model. And went down to Atlanta and picked it up, and it had a built-in CB in the dash. And the FM radio antenna doubled as a CB antenna. And you just hit a little switch over there to turn it over to the CB.
We were in the CB ourselves in the late 70s when the big craze hit. And I remember that, and we'd play with them. There's some things I didn't know back then. I didn't know you were supposed to seal up the antenna connectors when you put them outside, so we never did that. And then we wondered why things didn't work so good after a while.
Experience with a CB, just being a kid. The Buick station wagon, I actually drove that, well, I was still driving it. Really, it's only 10 years later. When I graduated from high school, I was driving it to school every day, or close to it. Seemed like we had it forever, but that was only 10 years. So, my truck now that I'm driving is 2002. It's older than that was. Anyway, cars last a lot longer nowadays, though.
Done with you. I'll be back in a minute. KC4SKD.
N4ZLK.
KC4SKD.
Long?
Prescriptions. Yeah, and I remember you said something about a Buick station wagon, and you got to drive it, so.
School, when I was in high school. Anyway, it was a very nice running car. I mean, riding car, you know, back when they made them and they just kind of float over the bumps in the road.
You had a lot of weight to them, too. That helped a good bit.
Magnet, I can tell you that. And I'm being facetious.
Yeah, they built some pretty good vehicles back then. My parents, one of my favorite cars we had in the family was a 1964 Buick Wildcat. It had a 445 in it, and it was black inside, black outside, and no air conditioning.
Like it'd be a little warm in the summertime. We had a, or I drove a 75 Mercury Cougar for a little while when I was in high school as well. It was a two-door, big, long-nose, eight-cylinder engine in it. And you want to talk about a comfortable ride. I would love to have one of those cars again in good shape.
They were quite nice to ride in. Remember, also, I don't remember what year it was. It was early 70s. We had a red Volkswagen Beetle, and it had a 40 horsepower engine in it. And not long after that, they traded and got a blue one with a 50 horsepower engine, and it had air conditioning. I thought, man, oh boy, 50 horsepower.
So much of those cars back then, those little Volkswagens. And I remember seeing them take off at a red light, and they just, you could hear the engine, hear them rev the engine up when they're letting the clutch out, and it would just kind of ease off the line and slowly pick up speed.
And the blue one with air conditioning. And we were somewhere around Daytona Beach. Things were going well, and also the air conditioning quit, and it started blowing out hot air. And the rest of the trip was quite miserable.
Go fast enough to get much air circulating with the windows down.
Yeah, oh boy, the things we've been through in life. KC4S, KD for ID. Was it you I was talking to the other day about my computer?
I think I heard you mention it. I'm not sure if we were just talking or not.
The hard drive in it went bad, and I had to put another one in it and start off from scratch because I couldn't get the operating system off the old one to clone over. So I finally got everything back where I could at least call the net. I got the Echo Link on it and the links for the pre-net check-ins and the net report. So I'm good to go for calling the net this Friday night.
I think we did talk about it because I think I asked you last week if you were calling the net.
Tonight will be my night. I didn't. 2 weeks ago, I went to Charleston to see my brother, so somebody else called. I think Gary called it for me.
Number. That seems like he might have been calling it on a Friday night. My son-in-law is supposed to start this Saturday. He's going to be calling it on a couple of two or three Saturdays a month.
Well, yeah. Anyway, that's good. It takes a little getting used to, but, you know, once you get the hang of it, it's okay.
Fine. He's been practicing with following along on the nets most nights. I think he's got it down pretty good.
On the phone call, I better see who this is, but good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Have a good evening. And 4ZLK clear.
Good talking to you, Shane. I had to pick up my answer him right quick. Told him I'm almost at his house. Yeah, but good talking to you. And we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.